Nolte, credibly accused Lincoln Project co-founder owned Children's Boutique. By John Nolte on February 11, 2021. Credibly accused Lincoln Project co-founder John Weaver owned a children's boutique, according to the far-left Associated Press. From a damning expose of the far-left, anti-Trump grifter outlet that calls itself the Lincoln Project, we learned that Lincoln Project leaders knew all about Weaver's alleged predations all the way back in June and did nothing about it, at least until August, when he went on leave. We also learned that of the $90 million the disgraced organization raised from left-wing suckers, only $27 million went to actual advertising. Nearly $50 million went to firms controlled by Lincoln Project leaders. The rest of it went to things like exorbitant consulting fees collected by members of the group. Those members are a who's who of failure, among others, failed presidential campaign manager Steve Schmidt, failed father George Conway, and failed political consultant Rick Wilson. But on top of all that remarkable news, we also learned that Weaver, who stands accused of sexual misconduct against countless young men over many, many years, also owned a children's boutique. As you read this, keep in mind that Weaver is accused of grooming a 14-year-old boy. Over the past decade, Weaver has repeatedly failed to pay taxes, defaulted on loans, and faced lawsuits from creditors seeking to collect. In October, he paid off $313,000 in back taxes owed to the IRS dating back to 2011, records show. A separate case in Texas is still pending over $340,000 back rent his family owes after shuttering a children's boutique they operated, records show. So the Lincoln Project grifters knew about their leader's alleged predations all the way back in June. He didn't go on leave until August, but in October, he's still raking in the grift to pay off $313,000 in back taxes. Oh, and he apparently hasn't paid his rent for a children's boutique to the tune of $340,000. A children's boutique. And I think it's safe to say that the Lincoln Project grifters almost certainly knew about Weaver long before this, probably even before they got into bed with him, if you'll pardon the expression. According to Karl Rove, Weaver's alleged misconduct has been an open secret in D.C. for decades, as far back as 1988. You see, pretty much everyone in the D.C. establishment knew about the Weaver allegations. It was what you call an open secret, but as we learned with Jeffrey Epstein, as long as you're useful to the establishment, it's okay in D.C. to prey on kids. Weaver only became expendable after Trump was gone. His fraudulency Joe Biden took office, and the American conservatives Ryan Gruduski blew the story open in January. In Washington, D.C., it's only when those who allegedly prey on children become a bigger headache than they are worth that they get the boot. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.